We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Conversation that's on the money. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Walmart parking lots across the country are serving a new entertainment purpose during the summer of COVID. We welcome in Paul DeGarabedian, senior media analyst for the box office tracking company Comscore, based in Los Angeles. Paul, welcome back to the program. For decades, every story about a drive-in movie theater was always about this lost piece of Americana that was slowly going extinct, the world of American graffiti just disappearing in the rearview mirror, and now, lo and behold, the drive-in movie theater is where it's at. It is the technology of the future. That is quite an about-face in the movie theater industry.
It sure is, Rob. What's old is new again, as drive-ins, really since the mid-March pause of the movie theater, has become all the rage. People love to watch movies on the big screen and in a communal environment. And now that's taken the form of people in their cars and the safety and security of their own vehicles, but being near other people, watching a movie on that bigger-than-life screen. And now Walmart is going to, in August, have 160 of their parking lots turned into drive-ins. And in addition to that, they're going to allow people to order all their essential eating material, if you will, popcorn, soda, whatever you want, candy, online, and then you'll pick that up as you drive into the parking lot. So it's just a great way for Walmart to bring all their assets to bear, including those parking lots and their online services.
And this has also got to be a pretty good way for the studios to recapture some interest in maybe some classic titles that they have in the vault, because, you know, the new releases are slowing down, but you do see these drive-in movie theaters. They're showing Jurassic Park, they're showing Back to the Future, they're showing Ghostbusters, movies that you might watch on DVD but may not have seen in the theater in decades.
And it shows you how different the big screen experience is, because as you just said, you can get all those movies you just mentioned at home on the small screen, really anywhere on any device, yet people are driving to these movie theaters, the drive-ins, and it keeps the torch burning for the movie theater experience, because movie theaters will come back at some point, but the fact that moviegoers around the world, and this is not just a North American phenomenon, around the world, drive-ins have really become the new way to see your movies with other people on the big screen. I think it's a really good thing, and hopefully when things return to quote-unquote normal, the drive-in will continue to be something that people love. But I love what Walmart is doing, because they're really taking advantage of all their their footprint across North America, and being able to keep people entertained with movies on the big screen.
Well, Paul, before I let you go, it's not an authentic drive-in experience unless you have singing hot dogs and cups of pop saying, let's all go to the lobby and get some snacks. So if that gets re-recorded for 2020, they're officially back.
I think that's a great idea, and we all remember those great pre-movie, those little commercials, whatever you want to call them, those little movies, and I know what you're talking about, the little animated characters on screen. I remember seeing cartoons before a movie, and I would love to see a return to not just the movie theater drive-in experience, but some of those really cool pieces of content that harken back to another time and just show you how important the movie theater is, whether it's in a parking lot, or in a movie theater. people love going to the movies.
All right, thanks for joining us. Paul DeGarabedian, senior media analyst for the box office tracking company ComScore.